Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to the Dad Time Out Show, episode 35, the Earth Day-ish episode. We are four dads with 12 kids between us. We're not experts, but we listen to them. We react to them and we share what we've learned. There's a little pop culture, a lot of parenting, a lot of laughter and experience. Use the other 23 hours a day to do life, but for this, just put the ears on and come hang out with us. It's a place to put your feet up or down if you're exercising or driving or food shopping or something like that. Tonight's episode will feature all the things you know and love, including our super shout-outs, parent tweets of the week, dad jokes, and more. We'll be discussing smart articles from smart people about climate change and how to talk to your kids about climate change, since we are recording, even though we'll release in a couple of weeks, we are around Earth Day. Finally, we'll go through our parent quiz and we'll be talking about our very first guest on DTO Conversations with James Breakwell, otherwise known as Exploding Unicorn in the Twitterverse. And finally, we'll wrap things up with things that make us smile. Speaking of make me smile, I have a very special guest out on the backyard studios tonight. What's your name, ma'am?
Lola.
And you have a joke for us tonight, is that correct? You're going to kick off the show?
Yes.
And what's your joke, young lady?
Why was the stadium so cool?
Why was the stadium so full? Oh, no, so cool. Why was the stadium so cool? That's a good question, because you know what my job is. What's the answer?
Because it was full of fans.
Because it was full of fans? Lola, that is outstanding. Great job. Well, I noticed there's a big piece of pizza waiting for you on the inside of this warm house. So thank you very much. Coming up around the corner, the guys are making their way in. Dad Timeout Roundtable and the Dad Timeout Show coming up next.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
All right, we're back. The guys came around the corner.
We did. Some of us.
You were hiding.
A tad.
We're watching.
Was that respect?
It was.
That was cute, though.
Like watching the Lola.
Yeah.
The Lola show.
Lola was fun.
The Lola show, yeah.
Totally.
The Lola. That was take five.
Take you wouldn't five have known it. She was intro. A superstar.
She is a pro.
I wonder where totally. She gets that ham from, though.
She's a character.
I wonder.
Speaking of characters, can I just say I have a little sadness?
Oh, no.
It's bittersweet, though. Our kids went back to school.
All right.
Now, there are a lot of parents on one side that are like, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, I am from the social standpoint, right? Like, we were at the point where we could tell, like, it was time. Our school went back a couple of months ago. Mark, your kids went back, I believe.
Immediately.
Yeah, pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, ours didn't. We didn't feel a need. We felt like we were in a groove. Everybody was doing well on the grades. But that's not where I want to go. What I want to say is really interesting, though. It went, my friend Erica, who I'll give her full credit, posted an Instagram today, and she played the sounds of silence. And she's like, hello, darkness, my old friend. And she's got two kids as well. And she's panning her living room.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, it's nice to talk with you again. It's really surreal. Like,
it's like The Graduate.
Well, my wife's still home, so she's still working. So we dropped them off, and it wasn't mushy, but it was like, because we knew how much joy it was going to bring them, but we were like, what do we do today? what do you want to go awesome. Get eggs? Like, we didn't know. We were like, what do older people do, you know, in there? Because she's going to stay home for a while. She's going to work, I think her next date is July 1st is where they're even contemplating going back, but...
Are you doing the full-time, or is it the hybrid half and half-y, or
what? Our kids are going from 8 till about 2:30.
And they go 4
normal,
days a week.
Right?
4 days a week.
4 days, okay.
Yeah.
And it started out initially when we sent our kids back. It was on a hybrid thing where they'd go 2 days here, you know, da-da-da, and then it became a situation where they finally opened up. Because because to what MK was saying, a lot of parents decided not to send their kids back. So they eventually looked at the class size and said, oh, well, we could do 4 days a week with this size class. So they moved quickly from being two different pods doing 2 days each to being all the kids doing 4 days each. And as the county has opened up, they've brought it up to 4 days. So it's actually worked out.
That's wacky. I can't keep track of what? That stuff.
We're like,
that's where the brains of the operation, i.e. my wife, is like, oh, no. Totally.
No, I study it.
I'll be down at the house, so I'll yell down and be like, hey, it's not fun. I'm not having fun.
No one's here to see me.
There's no one here to maintain. There's no one asking me questions. It made me, Ben had a good point a while ago, podcast, like episode 6. He's like, get to know your wife, man, because... one day you're going to be an empty nester, dude.
It's a good
bend. I'm telling you, you know, you're going to look at each other and like, what do we talk about? Get to talk about more things than just the kids. Yeah. This is in full respect to Ben, who's not here, because we can dog him because he's not here.
That was a good bend.
No, but that was a very good impression. Yeah. And I remember that conversation.
Yeah, we were talking about the four love languages.
Yes.
Something way off my smartness
Stephen
scale.
Kobe. But,
Ben, we miss you, Ben. You're doing something tonight. I think you're... Benjamin Photographic is photographing a wedding or something.
Latvia?
Or did he go to Latvia? I don't know. All right. Well, like I mentioned earlier, we are four dads with 12 kids between us. We're not experts, but we listen to them, we react to them, and share what we've learned. We've got a really fun show tonight. We're going to be focusing a little bit on climate change. We're going to be talking about our first DTO conversations. Mm-hmm. Guest James Breakwell, exploding unicorn in the Twitterverse, but we'll give James a proper like setup later in the show. We're going to be talking about things that make us smile and the parent quiz. We'll see how much you guys know about climate change since we are recording around Earth Day, actually on Earth Day, but you know, when I release it, it's whenever the wind blows.
It'll be Arbor Day next time.
The Arbor Day, yeah. So thanks for being here, you guys. Cheers.
All right. Hey. All right.
Dad Time Out Show, episode 35, Parent Tweets of the Week, coming up next.
Time now for the Tweets of the Week. Tweet.
All right, guys, I was distracted during our hilarious off-microphone conversation, and I forgot our shout-outs, our super shout-outs of the week, and I want to give them out because I love saying hi to all the people that are cool to us on social media and vice versa, or accounts that you should follow because they're pretty amazeballs. Yes, amazeballs is it's a word,
wow,
isn't
look
it?
At you, man.
It is. I love it.
Awesomeness is in the dictionary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Awesome sauce?
Oh, it ought to be.
Awesome sauce needs to be in there.
2022 version of the Webster Dictionary.
Much better than like, that's balls. Awesome sauce is much nicer on the ears.
I prefer that, yeah.
It's much smoother.
Yeah.
And you can put it on things.
Much smoother. I had a burger with pimento cheese last night, by the way. A veggie burger because I don't eat meat. All right, so the shout outs are at this.american.dad. Very cool Instagram account. He had some great posts this week, actually, because we, as we all know, we've been through a very up and down roller coastery type of week emotionally around the country. So he's got some great stuff up around that space. At Real Adrian Culp. Adrian's just, I've never met him, but I feel like I have. He kind of ran a path similar to me. He went from Philly to L.A. to Nashville, and now he's in Nashville, and he works with country music, but he's a hilarious dad, and he's got books, and so he's awesome. Follow Real Adrian Culp. At Dad's WW Podcast, I don't care. We always promote other podcasts that we like, and at Dad's WW Podcast, I like it when a doctor gives us a shout-out because it makes me feel semi-legit. at Love Always, Dr. Betsy. We want to give her a shout out at Brighton Media or Britain Media, BRITON Media, at manhood.society, at Message with a Bottle. That's Chris Illuminati, for those of you in the know. Chris is a very funny father. He's actually also from my neck of the woods, the Philly, Jersey, Delaware River-y
Philly, area. Really?
Washington's Crossing, to be specific, where Washington crossed the Delaware.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he and I are both from that area. So I'm on a panel at the Dad 2.0 Summit. It's where all the hipster dads hang out. You can join me someday.
That's amazing.
We're not hip.
Awesome sauce.
And at James_Breakwell on Instagram, but well known at Exploding Unicorn on Twitter with X. Letter Exploding Unicorn. James is a professional comedy writer and an amateur father of four girls. He's best known for his family humor Twitter account, which boasts more than a million followers. And somehow he came and did our show.
Wow.
His account went viral in 2016, and he's a niche comedy writer to one of the most popular dads on social media. So I'm going to be talking to him about a lot of different things, including comedy writing, writing about his family, what the lines are there. We're going to talk about fatherhood, being a funny father, what his family upbringing was like, his road to stardom, so to speak. But he was an incredibly enjoyable conversation. So we hope you'll check that out. After this episode comes out, we'll put the Dad Timeout conversation. But the primary thing is we're going to be talking about his book, his new book, which comes out June 1st, How to Be a Man, Whatever That Means, Lessons in Masculinity from a Questionable Source.
That's awesome.
Which is very descriptive of not only us, but many men out there. So they are gigantic shout outs. Coming up next, once again, Parent Tweets of the Week.
Time now for the Tweets of the Week. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
All right, guys, it's time for Parent Tweets of the Week. I kind of went all over this week. I don't even know why I picked them anymore. I get on these trains. I start with HuffPo, as they always do, top parent tweets, and I'm like, it's really enjoyable, but it's the same 30 people, 40 people. But then I go to the 13th tweet, and then I hit that person, and I see who they're following and who they're... And then I ended up stumbling into this gold mine of activity, this Twitter activity. Yes, this is how I prep for the show. But I love to give shout-outs to all the really great people out there. So our first one is at KSU Julie, and she says, ice cream employee, I don't know you had kids. You always come in by yourself. Kids. What, Mom? It's like she didn't want a tip. So, do you have the sneak away moments?
I think what we do is we'll order or we'll buy groceries that are off limits to the kids, like coffee, ice cream. Hey, that's Dad's, you know, the expensive right. Häagen-Dazs. You guys get those juice bars, you know, but the... You know, like the decadent, you know, like I'll wait till they go to sleep and I'll like try to be quiet.
Sit in the corner of the kitchen.
Yeah, sit in the corner or go in the closet, in the pantry.
I see what you're saying. I was talking more like when we first had kids or a kid, you know, there was that you would just, if the child went down or, you know, you had a moment to get out of the house, there was nothing more soothing than a quiet car with your own radio station on and... That thing. It's like, do I go to a drive-thru and just go by myself right now? Do I go have a quiet coffee and just sit? So there was a lot of that. Mark, anything with you?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. Somebody went somewhere by himself recently.
Oh, man. What's going on here?
Wait, Mark. Where did you go by yourself recently?
Well, I mean, my family, I wasn't allowed to go on. I wasn't allowed. I didn't go on spring break with my family. So I actually, it's a little bit different. It's not quite the sneak away, but I made a point to eat at a different restaurant that I'd never been to the entire time they were out of town. So I just kind of focus on things I couldn't eat. But I mean, yeah, I definitely would. We'll pull up to a See's Candies and grab some stuff that's like on the DL or maybe go and seriously
pay
go,
cash.
Go to the
exact. Don't leave a paper trail.
Pay cash.
Did awesome. You buy something at See's Candy?
No, I.
Or go to Lord's Ice Cream and grab like a, you know, a quart of ice cream that's like earmarked for something else. Of course, you posted some funny stuff, MK, about like what those was it pink champagne sorbet or whatever that was, which is, you know.
Yeah, the Bailey's ice
does
cream
does not contain
stuff.
Alcohol or whatever, but you know.
That was a Target. But yeah, I remember when the kids were eating with this. Still, though, when you get out on a solo flight and they're not attached, it's like... It's a whole other ballgame, even if it's just to go get a haircut. You're like, I'm going to treasure this 27 minutes. There's a whole run on this because we could talk about I'll come in and sit in the driveway for an extra 15 minutes before I enter the insanity zone. But that's another. Right. You're right. It is sprinkling out here.
That's nice.
I sent you some sprinkling memes.
So, you know.
All right. So, this is from CH Happiness, HAPINESS. Not to brag, but for show and tell, my 6-year-old told her entire class that her daddy is a snoring volcano. Ooh. Do you ever get found out? TMI'd? I found during the pandemic that I had, because I'm not eavesdropping, but I do overhear some of the Zooms, especially from the youngin', and she just throws it out there. Like, my dad just walked by in a towel kind of language.
Early in the pandemic, my youngest used to walk around on his Zooms with the camera facing outward and would be showing our house in various stages of being unkempt or us being unkempt as well. And it was just like, yeah, I mean, I don't need to have the boxer shorts and no t-shirt shot of me for the whole kindergarten class. It's just saying. You
know, it's the cribs.
Yeah, right.
Unprompted.
Yeah, it's a little bizarre. And I don't know the true depth of this yet, because they talk a lot. And now it starts, right? I have a 13-year-old who's now, you know, Google chatting with her friend, who knows what they're saying. I'm getting found out. So now my actions in public are now going to become cleaner. Yeah. Right? Like, when they're young, you're like, oh, I can do that. They're still 3 or 4. Now it's becoming, you're becoming audible and repeatable and shareable.
Yeah. Especially without you knowing. Like, my daughter's always on the call. I can't tell because she's quiet the whole time for like 40 minutes, and I'll run in the room and be like, hey, did you wipe the dog's butt before you? And then you just, I'm on a call. God, you know.
But that's that's the excuse for everything. Yeah, maybe. I'm on a call.
Probably. I definitely have done the opposite and called my kids out and embarrassed them for sure a million times.
Yeah. I mean, you know. Hopefully it'll improve. They'll go back to school and things will get semi-okay in that zone. All right, the next one's from Exploding Unicorn.
Uh-oh. Hey.
Should we go to the trifecta of Exploding Unicorns?
Break well.
All right, first one up. 10-year-old, why do people eat salads? Me, they want to be healthy. Do you want to try one? 10-year-old, no, I want to be happy.
Oh, wow. Wisdom. Wow. That's the wisdom of youth right there.
Oh, no.
It's so.
Salads are so good.
It's funny because it's true.
It is. And I say this, we just had a big old pizza tonight. We're just throwing down at the Kennedy house.
I wonder where that falls. So I know people who don't eat vegetables at all. I know people who eat lots of vegetables. All my kids eat salads.
Yeah.
So,
no, that's true.
It.
My kid loves salad, but like one of them does, and the other one won't even go anywhere near any vegetable. The older one, but ironically, but my younger one's like, hey, you know, heirloom, you know, whatever, tomatoes. Yeah.
You know, salads can be a blessing and a curse. Let's not kid ourselves. Don't trick yourself psychologically if you're jamming a gallon of blue cheese on there.
Well, blue cheese and some bacon.
And croutons and bacon and teriyaki chicken.
Croutons. Is it really, at that point, it's like yummy, right?
Yeah.
Love that.
Bread, cheese.
Well, I've been doing, you know me, I'll try everything for a week or two or a month. I've been doing the Watchers of Weight.
Oh, yes. Nice. You get to eat blue cheese salad?
No.
That's too many points.
That's a lot of points.
It's odd what's points and what's aren't points. What is and what aren't points. And then there's 3 different plans. Anyway, there's a whole thing around it.
Rabbit hole, pull them out.
It is, well, you know, it works. It trains you to stay consistent and healthy.
Yeah.
For the most part, right?
And thoughtful.
And I do find myself, because I will have 0 points left at the end of the day, like cramming oranges and bananas, and you know, like I'll have the good stuff after like 7 o'clock.
Is there a
except when you guys
is there
are
a
over
0 point?
Oh, tons
food?
Of them.
Oh, yeah, really?
Most fruits and veggies are.
No,
yeah.
You could just eat what like yes. Unlimited.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Well, you have to do the math. I mean, they're packed with natural sugar, right?
Sure. So. Right. But if there's a 0 point, I mean,
all right. This also from Exploding Unicorn. 8-year-old. When do you start feeling like it? Me. Feeling like what? 8. A grown-up. Me. I'll let you know.
Yeah. Right. Never. You know what I mean? Gotta fake it till you make it.
Yeah. I can't do it. Did you have a tipping point, though, where you thought, I'm kind of grown up? Was it the first time you paid bills? Was it the first time you bought a car? Was it first apartment?
Yeah. I'd say probably the first place when I moved out in my own place and I was paying my own bills and I was responsible for all of it. Yeah, that was like, okay, this is.
But when do you enter the stress zone?
I think for me it was kids, when the kids were there. Because, like, without the kids, you can be kind of a little bit more carefree and reckless. Whereas then now all of a sudden you got, like, people depending on you. And so it's a little bit more serious. But I feel like I've definitely evolved and turned into my own dad. And that's when I realized, like, when I was yelling at them for some dumb, like, you didn't take the garbage, And it's like, oh, yeah, then I feel like I'm old. But for the most part, I still feel like an imposter, right? Like, I'm pretending to be a grown-up, sophisticated, using big words here.
I want to buy an Evel Knievel stunt cycle.
I have one.
I know you do. That's what I'm saying. I look at that and
I know we're looking at that.
See,
there's my statement right there. Like, oh, I have one.
That's the thing. And I sit there and I go, ooh,
Evel Knievel.
I want one of those. And then I realize, oh wow, I guess I am still faking.
Well, remember what was the movie with Seth Rogen and Katherine Heigl?
Knocked Up?
Oh, yeah, Knocked Up.
Yeah, I remember he had this funny line of, like, he can't wait to have a baby because it gives him an excuse to play with all his toys again.
Right, right.
I mean, I've thought about this at length, like, taking Maslow's hierarchy of needs pyramid out of the equation.
Ooh, what's that?
But I've, like, all right, my 10s, I was, having fun. My 10 to 20... mainly education, but then I was a college mascot. So that was complete fun with education attached. 20s, more just party, fun, dates, life, friends, games, blah, blah. But I was a professional mascot, so that was a lot of fun.
Cartoon character in real
30s,
life.
30s, I met the love of my life. We went 30 to 40, just traveling, events, things. She works in a similar industry.
Wow.
Different countries, different time, blah, blah, blah. So then when we finally hunkered in, we had kids, and now I'm like, all right, it's not that bad. Like, I'm still having a great time. Like, yeah. I'm still running around
having
playing.
A blast,
Yeah, I mean, you have to keep the zest of life, right? So I think grown-up's a strong word.
It's a bad word.
Yeah.
It's like some Peter Pan action right here.
There has to be responsibility and maturity, right? Like, you want to look out for your children. But I think there's still a big gray area of you can still have a monster load of fun, take your kids to get ice cream on a Monday morning, stay up late on a Wednesday and watch the extra episode of Thundermans with popcorn. Like,
wow.
I just think that. Yeah, well, that's our house anyway. Like,
but what's your stance on puppets and singing?
Can you be my dad?
Sesame Street?
I'm all about puppets. I'm serious. I love puppets.
He's into puppetry, Mark.
He's an interesting guy. Learned cats, puppets.
Singing.
Are they marionettes?
You just got a rowboat in your basement, didn't you?
Something like Regatta now, yes.
Yeah, you got a rowboat in their basement. So
Are they sock puppets, marionettes? You got the...
I'm more of the ones, I like to actually do the mouth stuff.
Oh, on their hand, like the
hey,
Herbie?
What are you doing?
With the mouth and the
hi! And the faces and
oh,
stuff.
Man.
Like, I'm actually doing puppet. I'm that's wearing the weirdest right one. Now. I'm doing my own puppetry.
Yeah, see, that's not sitting well with me.
Yeah, that takes it to another level. So I think that's a perfect segue to move on. At Exploding Unicorn, final one from James Breakwell. 8-year-old, why do we always do a head count before we leave? Me, we don't want to forget anybody. 8, maybe you don't. Have you ever had a Home Alone moment?
No, I don't think so.
So we talked about that. We just went on a family trip, and we had a lot of conversations, a lot of time. My son says there's 2, but I only recall 1.
Oh, wow. So you've had
a Home Alone moment with him. And if you know my family, he kind of looks like Macaulay Culkin with his hair and his freckles and all that. Anyway, he and I got home from something. And we have a long house, and there's a lot of different compartments. So I put him in the door thinking my wife was here, and then I ran back out. So 15 minutes later, 20 minutes later, and he was younger, I would say 5, 6. But I thought my wife was here. So I ran out to whatever, and something at Safeway or whatever. I'm texting my wife, and I'm like, hey, just to let you know, Landon came in, he's blah, blah. She's like, hon, I'm not there. And I'm like, what? I had the Home Alone face, like, smacking my cheeks, like, oh, no. So they were out Christmas caroling, luckily, on our block.
Oh, wow.
And they were going house to house kind of thing. Yeah. And she slipped back in. But my kids have these fly trap memories, and he's embellishing it. Like,
you left us.
Yeah, to revert back to what we were talking about earlier. Now he's like, yeah, there's that time that you guys left me in the house alone.
Using it on you.
We're like, dude, it was 15 minutes. You're killing me right now.
CPS is a phone call away, Dad.
Well, I remember getting so frazzled as a dad, and I'm sure many can attest to this out in the country or world, where, like, you're making sure every latch, every child safety thing is locked and loaded, and it's at the right level on the chest, and you leave, like, your gigantic Diet Coke on top of the car. You're 10 miles down the interstate and you slow down and it just flies over the windshield.
Oh, yeah. Like, I forgot about that.
At least I got all the kids in the car.
I don't think I've done the Home Alone, but I've definitely like spaced out like on a longer ride and forgot that she was in the car. And I'll just be like spaced out doing my own thing, singing and stuff. And then she'll be like, hey, Dad. And I'll be like, I forgot you're in here, you know. Don't do that again, you know.
Yeah, well, at least you didn't leave him in Reno.
There's that, too.
We'll always have Reno blood, now.
You know, it's bound to happen.
When this podcast long and gone, we'll meet 20 years from now for a reunion, and we'll be like, remember that Reno story? Could you tell that one again? All right, we'll go final one, and we'll just break the train here. But thank you, James. This is from actually, we just became friends today on the gram of Instant at New England Dad at new_England_dad. When you're looking for something that's literally in your hand, you know you've reached peak adulthood.
That's like the glasses on the head. So
isn't that decline?
No, it's bad. I walk into rooms now and can't even remember why I'm in the room. I do it all the time. And yeah. Then, of course, me, like, you know, if my knee's aching on the left side, 1 inch down from my kneecap, I'm on WebMD like, oh, gosh, what did I do? What I just pulled? So then I start like, okay, I just forgot what room I was in. I got to WebMD this and see what's going on. And then I'll literally, you know, my next move, I go to Amazon and I start buying IQ books to like start flexing the mental muscles again.
There's those supplements that I see on TV like, hey, do you keep forgetting things? And Prevagen helps your memory. And have you tried any of those? Like, I know you guys are on it. Like the ginkgo biloba and all that helps your memory and the herbs and the herbal supplements and whatnot.
No, the only one I'm doing now, because you know I fluctuate with my intakes, I'm doing glucosamine.
Ooh, for the joints.
For the joints. Yeah, it's okay. I'm enjoying it.
I'm definitely losing it with my marbles. I feel like it's definitely not as sharp as it was. And, you know, I'll be at work and I hope no one's listening from, but like, you know, it's hard to focus. You'll be on a long call. Someone's talking for a long time. And again, I'm thinking of Evel Knievel, Wind Up Racer, you know, and it's like, oh, snap out of it and stuff. And yeah, the uptake, the retention, it's definitely not as crisp as it once was, you know.
I tend to peak in valley. Like, there are times where I'm incredibly sharp and quick. Like I used to, in my earlier MC announce days, I could just wing on a prayer, but like, okay, I'll drop it, but I'm getting ready to do the NFL draft.
Nice.
But now I have to put in arduous amounts of study to really know what I'm talking about in the back of my mind. So it comes out of my mouth.
Right.
Like where this prospect went to school, you know, what he's, you know, where he's from, what's blah, 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 blah. So I find myself, maybe this is a lesson I should have learned years ago. The more I study and retain the knowledge, then the talk becomes easier. But for simple, easy stuff, like, why am I in the garage again? Sometimes I'll be like holding a gardening shovel. I'll be like, what was it? Where was I going again?
Where am I?
But you throw me out on a red carpet or turn a camera on and it all clicks. House. It all clicks in. It's
hello,
really,
Beyonce. How are you doing?
I was part of the Bay Hive once. Our eyes met. me and Beyonce.
Wow, wow.
Just for a millisecond. And T-Swizzle also.
Nice.
Lizzo also, by the way. And then Lizzo, this is a prize in my house. Lizzo, a feather fell off her boa before she walked into the VMA.
And
I scooped
it up.
Of course I did, because I'm that guy. And
yoinks.
But my daughter, my oldest daughter, loves Lizzo. So I took, brought it in the house. It's in a little glass thing with the VMA ticket. I'm like, that's Lizzo's.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Anyway, there's my name dropping for the episode. yes, mental acuity. We can talk about that. Or you can call me at the middle of the night and not remember why you called me. Hey, I know I picked up the phone, but I don't know why. All right, that was Tweets of the Week. Thank you to all our contributors. You are awesome. You are funny, and we are not. So we enjoy you breaking down life in many different ways. Coming up next, smart articles by smart people. And this is from Yale. I said that with two syllables, even though it's one. Yale Climate Connections, and it's called How to Talk with Your Kids About Climate Change. Coming up next, smart articles by smart people.
Smart articles by smart people.
All right, guys, it's time for smart articles by smart people. This is from Yale Climate Connections, and the article's called, just to say it again, How to Talk with Kids About Climate Change. Experts say it's important to help your children understand climate change and to support them as they cope with their emotions. Now, we may not air this until July, but today is Earth Day. So
yes,
my kids always come home with, you know, projects they've done. And it's so cute because my six-year-old still says Earth.
It's Earth Day.
Earth Day. Yeah, it's so priceless. But so it always gets me thinking, am I doing enough? Are we talking about it enough? Are we leading by example as a family? You know, and all the things. I don't expect my kids to be Greta Thunberg, but who's amazing, by the way. But I do like that. And then once, of course, I Googled this article, then 25 popped up about simple tips. How do you do, like we talked about this before the show. I think the generation prior to mine, no offense, but you just kind of lived life. You weren't thinking about it. Trash was going in the same place. Cars were rolling out black. You know, coal was paramount. Blah, 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 blah. We're seeing the real time things happen now. But I do think, like, my generation is more in tune. There were things put up. There were stops put up to kind of quell. There are climate accords. There are nations gathering. There are massive recycling movements. There are people figuring out the oceans now and how to galvanize, get the trash out. Not blaming anybody, but I'm saying I'm learning fast and furious, and I love that my kids are as well out of the gate. You know, before mine's even hit high school, she could tell you 30 things about the world that need to be improved and are active right now.
Right.
Do you talk to your kids about this? I mean, we all kind of recycle.
Sure.
We compost, right? But a lot of people don't still. I mean, like, I've gone to beautiful places in this country because we travel quite a bit, and they don't even have recycling cans up. And you're just like, how do you not have this in a pristine mountain range? Like, so what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I once again am failing as a parent and as a global citizen. I mean, you know, we do all the recycling and composting, but as far as like talking about it at home or making it an issue, for sure, we're definitely, you know, I'm definitely failing as usual. But, you know, the article definitely spoke to me. I do recognize that it is, if not one of the most pressing and urgent problems that we face, not just, you know, as a community, but as a global, like everybody. Right. And so, it's just strange how it's not, in our society, even though, like what you're saying, it's definitely more woke. And I think, you know, I could honestly say that my kids are more, you know, aware of the issues and talk about it at school and stuff more than I do. And I have, but yeah, for me, the takeaway from the article is really like, you know, step one, have conversations about it, you know, show that it does matter to you. And that, you know, having those conversations and talking about it, like, you know, at least gets the awareness going and gets those juices flowing with the kids. So, you know, I you know, yeah, I brought it up today because it was Earth Day. I was like, hey, do you guys know, what do you guys think of global warming? What do you know about that so far? And especially with as a parent of two daughters, like, you know, the whole science angle of this and, you know, the next step kind of being like, well, what do you think we can do about it? And start having those kind of discussions. I don't know. It's going to be something that is new for us, but definitely inspired to try doing more of that.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, there are big initiatives and then there are micro initiatives, right? Like, there's the big initiatives about voting and there's the big initiatives about writing people. And then there's big initiatives about, like, just taking on a company, social media, just take them on, like, these days. Mark, how do you handle this area with your kids, or do you?
Yeah, it's interesting because while we were talking briefly before the show started, I was listening to the both of you talk about your childhoods. And it's weird because I grew up in San Carlos, which is across the bay from where we are. And we recycled. And I can remember as a kid being the one that would drag out the tin cans, drag out the glass bottles, and drag out the newspapers. And so that was part of my existence from, I don't know, I might have been 6 or 7 starting that process. So I grew up recycling. It was just part of what we did. My parents weren't super, like militant or anything about it. It was just sort of what we did. We thought, okay, this is renewable. And of course, back then you could bring your things to the grocery store and get your 5-cent deposit or whatever the deposit was anyway. So as I've gone to be a father, I, you know, that's just part of how I've trained my kids in terms of these are resources that there's a finite amount of, we need to try and be thoughtful around that. You know, the kids, whenever there's like a 6-pack of a drink that has the little plastic rings, they always are like desperate to find scissors because they don't want the turtles to get hurt. And so we talk about that in, you know, we like to go to Hawaii. So we talk about the ocean. We talk about the coral. We talk about the fish. We talk about just the whole cycle of life. And so
yeah, that's great.
when we go on, it's weird. When we go on vacations, much like you were talking about, MK, where places don't recycle, we pause and it kind of freaks us out because we have conditioned the family to be vigilant. I mean, we buy reusable Ziploc bags and we, you know, anyway, we're not perfect by any stretch, and we definitely make many mistakes from a planetary perspective, but we do talk about it. We talk about our impact as human beings on the planet at large, on each other, on animals, on the environment. Again, we're not super militant about it, but just having a perspective and thinking about it and realizing, I mean, today is Earth Day, and I was with my son at Boy Scouts, and they were cleaning up the park, and they just started doing it because it was like, there's all this trash, and the kids just broke into action. And I watched as these kids were doing that, and I was thinking, wow, this is, it's good that they're aware of it. So
it's not a sound effect, by the way.
Yeah. You can, it's special. Can you hear
the
Earth Day chirping.
It's birthday. Earth Day chirping. Well, here's what the Yale Climate Connections, I'll give the 6 big things that they talk about. If you're trying to talk to your kids about climate change, first is consider your child's age, that, you know, the youngest of the young still aren't there yet, and there's no need to stress them out. And then 2, find out what they already know. We're very open conversations in our house, so they come home and bring it up, and then my wife will do the quick study research to catch up. Because 3, brush up on science ahead of time, yeah, and then perhaps together. And that's what we do a lot together. We're going to actually watch, when you guys bail, we're going to watch the Apple, I can't pull the name out. They just put it out today. It's the movie, David Attenborough. Anyway, so we're going to watch that tonight. But we do a lot. We do a lot, so I'm not going to discount our efforts here. But then they say, address climate science, but don't overlook climate feelings, is another bullet point of theirs. Give kids reason to hope and ways to take action without glossing over the challenges ahead. And I think that's important to be realistic with kids, especially with multi-ages like we have. And then ensure your kids that it's not a one-and-done conversation. Like, I'll bark at my kids for putting a milk gallon in the wrong thing, but it's not just that. It's like we're trying to reduce waste, period. We're trying to use the same cup, the same bowls. We're really, I'd say we're actually pretty good about food waste. And that's it. That's a huge thing. But we're pretty good about it here. And, you know, I don't want to get too detailed about it in the interest of time. But I do think that I think that I've learned a lot, again, from not only you guys, but like the articles in the show of like how to try and improve as a parent moving forward.
Yep.
So I went to, this came from the Climate Reality Project, but it was really good. It's for kids, really, and teens and tweens. 13 ways to save the earth from climate change. They're like kind of everydayers. Used goods are good. Reduce and reuse as much as possible. Meaning consumerism, slow the roll. Even Levi's had an ad campaign out today, like buy less, buy quality and keep it longer than just buy. Anyway, that's a whole thing. Number two was slay the vampire. Vampire appliances suck energy even when turned off. This is my six-year-old's hilarious because she will literally yell at people for lights vampire. On in our house. They call it the power vampires. And unplug the phones, laptop chargers when not in use, and power strips, and use power strips for lamps and TVs, because that ultimately electricity creates a lot of these gases and the creation of electricity and the power it takes. Three, help out at the hotel. Use your simple stuff, right? Use your towels over. Don't get new ones every day. They even say that on the little things in your hotels. Spread the word. Write a letter to the editor about climate change in your local school newspaper or your paper. More people talking about it, the better. Six, hot and cold. Wear a warm sweater instead of turning the heat up in your house. It's preaching to the choir. My wife is the temperature drill sergeant. I am blessed to get heat on a night like tonight.
Please, baby.
She's like, here's another blanket.
Can I get 2 degrees, babe?
Eat your veggies. Livestock such as cows account for some of the earth's heat-trapping gases.
Yeah.
All right, that's this is just one. Simple kid talk, kid language. It's not really hardcore science, but it leads to science. Close the door. If you see a business with an open door in the summertime with air conditioning on, ask them to politely close it. Because it lets all the air conditioning out into the environment. Walk it out. Walk or bike as much as you can. I have to say we're pretty good about that here where we live. Season your fruit. Try to eat mostly in season and locally grown fruit and veggies. This cuts down on the energy used to grow and transport food. Mm. Number 10. Oh, we didn't have this discussion. We did with our neighbors. Air dry. Hang up your freshly washed clothes to dry.
Yes.
You'll have fresher clothes.
Of course, Mark does that.
Mark does that.
Mark does
yeah.
that.
Well, I don't like to
iron. He churns butter, too, though.
I don't. I'm not that domestic, but I do hang dry my clothes.
All right. Send a postcard. Send a letter postcard to your major government representative or even the president asking them to do something. The more, the better. Teach them early to have voices. It's very good. Calculate your impact. Use an online carbon footprint calculator to see how much carbon dioxide your actions release, right? Mm-hmm. That could be a fun project as well.
Yep.
And then finally, it's be a science champion. Not everyone understands climate change. Learn the facts and talk to your friends and family. If everybody gets the science, we can work together to find solutions. So there you go. I've set you off on a springboard of environmental doing good. I think we're doing good. I don't know if I graded our family on a whole, I'd say B with nice. With room for improvement, you know, to kind of tighten it up and get it threaded in even more. But I do, you know, I do think that it's time.
Yeah, yeah. We're about a C minus, I would say.
C minus.
Just below satisfactory maybe, but... You know, again, I'm pretty hopeful to keep the conversation going.
Yeah.
With the kids in the long term, and in the end, like parenting wise, like I, you know, the scariest thing was is that you know in our kids' lifetime, there's a potential that the temperature could go up 9 degrees, like in our kids' life. That's
right.
I don't want that. Like that's a big deal. You know,
the real world example for us is we live here in California, so our hots are hotter, our winds are stronger, our fires are becoming more frequent.
Yeah.
You know, so we're seeing it on our side, the Midwest, of course, with the stronger thunderstorms, the tornadoes, the hurricanes are stronger and more frequent,
yeah.
And the flooding. Yeah. So, I mean, it's very tangible visual evidence happening every year. Even today, they're announcing we're in another drought. And I mean, we're going to get rain Sunday, but then it won't rain here for 6 months. So here we go again, and we just cross our fingers. So, I mean, we can't rake our forests as previously advised, so, but we can do what we can do in our households and spreading word. So thank you for the great talks. I started with Good Morning America, so I got to give them credit, and then I went down the line to Yale Climate Connections. I even tapped in Nat Geo in there. There's so many articles, and there's so many different things. So we'll see how much you learn, because coming up next is a parent quiz based on climate change. Uh-oh. Here we go.
Quiz time! Parent quiz! Quiz.
All right, guys, it's time for a quiz. See how much you took in from our previous conversation, or see how much you know out there. This is from earthday.org, and it's 12 questions. Let's see how I do. Multiple choice, good news.
All right.
True or false? Wasting less food is a way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. True or false? Sorry. More than a third of the food produced globally never makes it to the table. Some of the wasted food spoils in transit while consumers throw some of this food out. Food loss and waste account for 8.2% of the total human-made greenhouse gas emissions.
Wow. Wait, more than a third of food doesn't make it to the table?
This is coming from a real source.
What?
Which of the following is a greenhouse gas? CO2, CH4, water vapor, or all of the above?
I think CO2 for sure. Water vapor. Is that a greenhouse gas? No. I don't think so. I would say CO2.
All right. The answer is all of the above.
Really? Wow. Yo, water vapor, huh?
Greenhouse gases, maybe it was CO2, CH4, water vapor.
Huh. What's CH4? I don't know.
CH4 is methane.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
The cows.
Cow toots.
Cow toots, yep.
Anybody who drives the I-5 through Coalinga knows exactly what the microcosm of that is.
You gotta hope that you have air conditioning and don't have to roll the windows down.
Fluorinated gases are also considered to be greenhouse gases. Greenhouse gases act like a heat-trapping blanket, making the Earth habitable for humans.
Water vapor, though. Interesting. Okay.
I wouldn't have thought that.
What is the greenhouse effect? The name of climate change legislation that was passed by Congress when you paint a house green to become an environmentalist, when the gases in our atmosphere trap heat and block it from escaping from our planet, or when you build a greenhouse?
C.
The one where you trap the heat in the, like a greenhouse one?
Yes, C is correct. The Earth receives solar radiation from the sun passing through the atmosphere. Some radiation is absorbed by the Earth, while some is reflected back into space. This creates a greenhouse effect and warms the planet. When the exchange of incoming and outgoing radiation occurs, some of the radiation becomes trapped by these gases. We all know this, but it's good to have a refresher course if we're going to talk about climate change today. Which of the following are consequences associated with climate change? The ice sheets are declining, glaciers are in retreat globally, and our oceans are more acidic than ever. Surface temperatures are setting new heat records each year. More extreme weather like droughts, heat waves, and hurricanes. Global sea levels are rising at an alarmingly fast rate, 17 centimeters in the last century alone and going higher, or all of the above.
All of the above.
Yep, that's the eye-opener, man. All of the above. It's unfortunate. Yeah. All right, what can you do to help fight climate change? Divest from fossil fuel companies. Engage yourself in the science behind climate change. Vote for political candidates who will advocate for climate-related legislation and policy improvements.
All of the above.
All of the above, yeah. I'm considering this a learning quiz at this point. Yeah. Right. Yes, it's all of the above. True or false, the overwhelming majority of scientists agree that climate change is real and caused by humans.
True.
Yeah.
Studies show that 97% or more of climate scientists who are actively publishing agree that climate change is likely due to human activity. 97%.
Wow.
What was the agreed to in the Paris Agreement that came out of COP21 held in Paris in 2015? To protect biodiversity and end deforestation of the world's rainforest, to limit sea level rise to 3 feet above current levels, to pursue a goal of 100% clean renewable energy, or to keep global temperature rise below the 2 2 degrees Celsius. Yes, pre-industrial levels.
That's the 9 degrees. So I think it's all of the above.
All the above.
It is to keep global temperature rise well below 2 degrees Celsius pre-industrial levels. D. Pursue the path of limit warming to 1.5 Celsius.
D.
You're wrong.
Which of these countries emits the most carbon dioxide? China, the United States, UK, or Russia?
Being China and Russia, I go China.
I'll go UK, US. I'll say, I don't know. Maybe industrial.
According to the International Energy Agency, China is currently the top emitter of carbon dioxide, accounting for 28% of global carbon emissions. The United States ranks as second top emitter at 15%. What percentage of the global greenhouse gas emissions does the transportation sector emit? 1%, 14%, 33%, or 70%?
33.
Let's go 14. I think it's less than the cars that we think,
Than you think. Yes. The transportation sector emits 14% global greenhouse. Most of this involves fossil fuels burned for road, rail, air, and marine. Globally, which of the following economic sectors emits the largest percentage of greenhouse gas emissions? Transportation, buildings, industry, or electricity and heat production?
You kind of said electricity earlier. I'm going to maybe
seeing heat production.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to be honest, when I read this earlier, I did not know this. So, yes, electricity and heat production sector emits the largest percentage of global greenhouse gas emissions at 25%.
See, turn your light off.
Well, not only that, the peak hours in the house, and there's a lot we can do just here.
Yeah.
If nothing else, calming our utility bills down so I don't get in trouble.
Those vampires. Right.
Which has been the hottest year on record? 2016, 2020, all of the above or none of the above?
What?
Hottest year on record. 2016, 2020, all of the above or none of the above?
I'd say none of the above.
You're wrong.
They have both tied as the hottest years on record.
Trick question.
Yes.
But hottest years on record, that's not a good record to have. Yeah.
No, not in the past 5 years. All right. Well, good job, guys. A little sobering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't as all over the map and crazy. But I think, if we're going to do our jobs as improving parents, like we say, we've got to branch in and dig in every once in a while. And, and I will. I'll talk to the kids about it tonight. I'll be like, we talked about this in the podcast, and we're going to watch document. Well, what time is it? Maybe watch documentary tonight, but... I'll post the link of the darn documentary I was talking about. It's basically what happened in the last year with animals around the earth.
Oh, wow. Mass extinctions of a lot of species.
Yes. Yeah. No.
No?
No, it probably was with the reset of the pandemic.
They're coming back.
Okay. More of a positive.
But coming up next, we'll switch gears. Things that make us smile.
Yay.
All right, guys, we took a brief pause and I looked it up. David Attenborough's The Year the Earth Changed special. The Year Earth Changed special. By its top of Apple TV's unscripted viewership charts in its debut. And it basically shows the year of the pandemic and how it affected animals. And they all kind of started flourishing again and coming back. Like, even, I'm not going to get deep here, but like, whales establishing new paths because there's no cruise ships.
Dolphins,
penguins that roamed into a village because they could, because there was no human scaring them off the beach. Like, that's just two minuscule examples, but that's going to make me smile tonight, hopefully. But things that make me smile, two things, I guess. We just took a wonderful family trip, and we are the Griswolds, and we totally did the Grand Canyon this time.
Those pictures are amazing.
Thank you.
Yes.
We did the Sedona, and we did the Grand Canyon. We drove them down the Vegas Strip at night.
Nice. That's amazing, though, right?
We just drove them down the strip. We're like, we don't care what time we get to Vegas, as long as we drive them down the strip one time.
Yeah.
And it was really cute. We stayed off campus. Obviously, we didn't stay anywhere near Vegas, but... because we wanted family quiet. But yeah, that was a joy. So that's what made me smile. And that was truly a joy. Anytime I can get out for that isolation time with the family. And now that we're kind of addicted to family travel, I think there's more to that in our future. Chris?
I don't know. My oldest daughter is about to turn 16, so we're planning her. I hope she doesn't, I don't blow it, but we're planning her surprise 16th birthday party, sweet 16, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, hopefully things are loosening up a little bit, so maybe we might try to get a little wild with maybe a gathering. I don't know.
Interesting.
You know? Teenagers, whatnot. And then my wife let me buy the sugar cereal variety pack. Remember the old days?
Like, ooh, yes.
I got the Honey Smacks, yeah. The Corn Pops.
You cut the center.
Yes, and yes. The Frosted Flakes. So every once in a while, she, for some reason, will let me get some sugar cereal. So I splurged and got the variety.
I like your relationship. It's very sweet.
Please, babe.
I get it. Mark?
You know, sports are back in full effect. I was talking to somebody today saying that it feels like it's almost like pre-pandemic times. And so my 6-year-old had his first T-ball game ever because last year's pandemic shut down T-ball before a game happened. And so he had his first game and
awesome.
Got some like great hits. And
I saw some pictures. Those were cool.
Yeah. He got some good stops and some good hits. And
nice.
So it's fun to be out seeing the kids having a good time. And of course, everybody's making comments about kids being masked up, and I'm like, that's the new normal. But it's just fun to see them having fun and learning new skills, and it's good stuff.
Yeah, 100%. Well, we're slowly in the States anyway. Some other countries are getting punished right now, unfortunately, but not punished, but they're peaking.
Still
very strong there, it sucks. So we'll say some prayers for them. But thanks for a great show, a great week, Ben. We hope your wedding went well tonight. Did he get married?
No, I think
he's married to Saskia. Who's,
I think he's shooting a wedding
in Latvia.
No, I'm pretty sure it's local
Belgium.
Okay. But you never know with that guy.
Yeah, dudes, I thought I told you. It was Holland.
I was Ukraine, Latvia, Ukraine. Transylvania.
All right, well, it has been kind of a roller coaster week, so I'll end the show on this quote. The ultimate measure of a person is not where one stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where one stands in times of challenge and controversy, and that is from the great Martin Luther King Jr. Mm-hmm. Thank you for everything, and Dad Timeout Show is out of here.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Timeout Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.